for the Sunday school children. Well, we wanted to get it just as cheap as possible, so we dammed up the creek what runs back of the camp meeting grounds and put in 10 pounds of brown sugar and a half a dozen lemons and let the Sunday school children drink out of the creek. Well, some of the sermons preached at that camp meeting beat anything I ever heard in my life. You see, it was along during political times, and we were having a good many arguments about Democrats and Republicans, sound money and free silver, corporations, monopolies, trust, and one thing and another. Well, one minister got up and he said, "My dear beloved brothers and sisters, we should not be too severe upon the monopolists, because if we read the scriptures closely, we observe our forefathers were all monopolists. Adam and Eve had a monopoly upon the Garden of Eden and would have had it until this day, no doubt, had not Mother Eve got squeezed in the apple market. Lot's wife had a corner on the salt market. We are not told by the scriptures, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, that Pharaoh's daughter was in the milk business, and yet we observe she took a great profit out of the water." Well, about that time, somebody brought in the news that William Wilson had been killed. Well, now, Bill Wilson, he was a notorious bad character, always in trouble of some kind or other, and nobody seemed to be real sorry that he was dead. So someone says, "Well, now, let's wait and hear what Deacon Smith has got to say about it." Well, Deacon Smith never said a bad word about anybody in his life, and when he heard the news, he said, "So poor William Wilson is dead, is he? Well, the community of Pumpkin Center has suffered a terrible loss. William Wilson could trim a hound buck's ears better than any man in this county."